Hello, and welcome to Seikahan Global Reactions. Today, China's Kimi K3 closes in on the AI frontier, and we ask whether being the best still pays. First, what happened? In one breath. On July 16, 2026, the Beijing-based startup Moonshot AI announced its new model, Kimi K3. The company's own tests claim performance within reach of America's frontier models. And just 3 days after launch, demand was so heavy that Moonshot stopped taking new paid subscribers. Most of the coverage is about who ranks first. This video steps back and asks a different question. What if you can win, but not earn? Three questions to keep in mind. 1. Do OpenAI and Anthropic have an edge that only they own? 2. If you win on performance, do you actually win on profit? 3. Where is the US-China race actually stuck right now? Let's take them in order. Let's walk through the announcement, explaining the jargon as we go. Start with that record size. Kimi K3 has 2.8 trillion parameters. Parameters are the internal parts a model is built from, a rough measure of its size. 2.8 trillion makes it the largest publicly distributed model ever. But when it answers a question, the whole thing does not switch on. Of its 896 expert teams, only the 16 needed for the job go to work. That design combines huge scale with surprisingly low running costs. One caveat, the benchmarks are self-reported, and Moonshot itself admits it still trails America's very best overall. The other headline, Moonshot promised to give the model itself away on July 27th, here is what that means. A trained AI model is, physically, a huge mass of numbers, called the weights. Releasing those numbers so anyone can download and run the model on their own hardware is called an open weight release. At this scale, it would reportedly be the first ever. But note what stays hidden. What the model was trained on, and how, remains secret. Think of it as a restaurant giving away the finished dish for free while keeping the recipe locked away. You can hold the product, but you cannot inspect the process. Remember that it fuels the security fight later. Now, what happened 3 days after launch? A victory lap and a sold-out sign. Delivered together. Moonshot posted that Kimi K3 was receiving far more love than expected and that its GPUs were feeling it. Behind the joke was a hard fact. The company had hit the limits of its computing clusters and suspended new paid signups. Existing users would be served first, it said. Moonshot is reportedly preparing a Hong Kong listing and seeking up to $2 billion to expand its computing base. And America moved at the same time. Anthropic and OpenAI reportedly filed confidentially for U.S. stock listings back in June. OpenAI is valued around $852 billion, and Anthropic has reportedly reached $1 trillion, near $1.8 trillion combined. Then on July 20th, Axios reported that the administration is reviving a push to restrict Chinese frontier models. The U.S. and Chinese frontiers are now colliding on performance and policy at once. Before the debate, let's set up the economics, because in AI, every answer costs real money. OpenAI and Anthropic earn from monthly subscriptions plus usage fees when companies build the models into their systems through an API. Normal software costs almost nothing to serve one more customer. AI is different. Every single response burns GPU time and electricity. The more it gets used, the more it costs to run. This is less like software and more like manufacturing. And all of these companies are heading for the same door, an IPO. Going public starts the payback clock. Listing lets a company raise money broadly from public investors. It also means the enormous sums already invested must start coming back. Public markets ask about margins and return on investment, not just growth. That combined $1.8 trillion valuation is built on one assumption: premium prices held for a long time. And a free, high-performing model just crashed into that assumption. Now, how Reddit reacted. The fight played out on r/investing under a deliberately provocative title. Anthropic and OpenAI don't have any secret sauce. Over 200 comments followed distrust of Chinese models on one side, open weight defenders on the other. First, the security fight. The skeptics were blunt. With any risk of industrial espionage, no company will touch a Chinese model at work. The defenders shot back. That misunderstands what open weights are. Run the model on your own servers, and your data never leaves the building. But the counter was sharp. Since the training process is invisible, open weights guarantee nothing about behavior. Someone noted researchers have poisoned an open weight model for less than $100. And then the argument that cuts deepest, price. One user put it plainly, you don't pay 10 for a 10 when you can pay 1 for a 9. No company pays a 1,000% premium for a 10% improvement. To the charge that Chinese models are just copies, came this reply. Google wasn't the first search engine. Facebook wasn't the first social network. None of today's giants were first. And the line of the thread, their secret sauce, does exist. It's the willingness to keep burning cash. Now for the core of this video. Start here. No secret sauce is only half true. The edge these two companies hold is real. Operating data from hundreds of millions of users and the craft of turning a raw model into a product. A safety track record, enterprise sales channels, and the switching costs that build up as businesses standardize on a platform. Warren Buffett called this kind of durable advantage a moat, the water that keeps rivals away from the castle. Free LibreOffice never toppled Microsoft Office. This is that same kind of edge. What changed is how long that edge buys you. The lead doesn't last like it used to. In the US, a framework is emerging where access to the very top models is government-managed and limited to approved organizations. So there is an effective ceiling on the performance that reaches the open commercial market. China's gap to the frontier has shrunk from 6 months to an estimated 2 or 3. Not just because the chasers got faster, but because the leaders can't run at full speed in public. Seen this way, the reported ban on Chinese models cuts both ways, pressure on the market, but protection for the incumbents. When the edge gets thin, regulation itself becomes one of the last defenses left. So where does 9 at 1/10 of the price actually bite? The damage lands on the outer ring. Most of what companies hand to AI is routine. Document sorting, translation, boilerplate code, support queries. For that work, you don't buy the smartest model. You buy the one that's smart enough and radically cheaper. Meanwhile, big enterprise contracts come bundled with security requirements, liability, and support. They won't break overnight. The hardest problems, the true 10 out of 10 work, stay with the American duo for now, in our view. What erodes is everything outside that core, as 9 is enough work, quietly migrates. You don't lose the customer. You lose a little usage and a little margin from every customer. On to the third question. Where is this race actually stuck? In the same place on both sides. One scream, two countries. China's constraint. Export controls choke its supply of frontier GPUs. America's constraint. It can buy the chips, but data center construction and electric power lag demand. The result looks identical. Kimmy halts new signups, OpenAI and Anthropic cycle through usage caps and resets. Nobody is short of intelligence. Everybody is short of compute. And there's a twist. Squeezed on chips, Chinese labs poured their effort into efficiency, then released the results to the world as open weights. The regulations themselves are shaping the competition they were meant to contain. Why does everyone keep spending anyway? Because in this race, nobody's allowed to quit. Frontier AI is already technology that states manage and rivals try to ban. The moment you quit, because the margins are bad, you hand the lead and the leverage to the other side. Investment piling up ahead of any payback looks less like corporate spending and more like the logic of an arms race in our view. One Redditor said it in investor language. The AI labs are already too big to fail. In that world, profit drifts from the model makers to the carriers. Whichever model wins, the winners all need GPUs, power, and data centers. When price wars thinned airline profits, aircraft makers and airports still did fine. I may repeat that pattern. Thin margins for those who make the models. Steady profits for those who carry them. Three things to watch from here. First, July 27th, once the weights are public, independent testers get their hands on them. If the claims hold up in third-party tests, the cheap floor under this market is real. Second, the IPO terms. Do investors still price these companies as high-margin software stories? Third, the shape of U.S. restrictions. A formal ban would split the market in two. Whichever branch we take, the foundation is the same. The frontier's head start is shorter than it has ever been. Time to wrap up. Moonshot admits it hasn't reached the very top, and it can't even accept new users right now. And yet Kimi K3 made one thing unmistakably clear. Being first at the frontier now buys you months of advantage, not years. Which is why the question isn't who wins, it's whether this business works. Here is what to take with you. The AI leaderboard will keep rewriting itself every few months. There's little point riding every swing of the rankings. The question that lasts is this: whose money keeps this enormous machine running, and what is it running for? Next time you see an AI headline, look past the benchmark number to the money moving underneath it. The full analysis and more reactions are on our blog, Secahan. The link is in the description. Thanks for watching.